And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 23rd of August, 2014. It was on this date, 1966, Lunar Orbiter 1 took the first photograph of the Earth from space. The purpose was to take pictures of the moon's surface so that scientists could scout potential landing sites for the Apollo missions. And they did. They got images of about 99% of the lunar surface. And on August 23rd, just as Orbiter 1 was about to pass behind the moon, mission controllers sent the command to change the angle of the cameras so they were pointing at the Earth. And they managed to capture Earth's first portrait, a silvery, cloud-swirled crescent, bluish, rising over the moon's pockmarked face. It's the birthday of Edgar Lee Masters, born Garnet, Kansas, 1868. Grew up in Illinois, and though he became a lawyer in Chicago, Masters' dream was to write a novel about the small-town Illinois of his childhood. Instead, he wrote it as a collection of poems, actually a series of monologues set in a graveyard, spoken by about 200 dead citizens of an imaginary town he based on Lewiston, Illinois, and nearby Petersburg. The book was published in 1915, Spoon River Anthology. It's one of the most popular books of poetry in American history. But people in those small towns were upset because Masters had based many of his characters directly on people there and hadn't even changed their last names. It's the birthday of the English playwright Willie Russell, born in Whiston, just outside Liverpool, 1947. Went to see the Beatles perform at the Cavern Club in Liverpool. He said they were like Martians walking onto the stage, dressed all in black, with their hair combed forward. He wrote a play about the Beatles, John, Paul, George, Ringo, and Bert, a big hit in the West End. Also wrote Educating Rita and Shirley Valentine, and his musical Blood Brothers has been running in the West End since 1983. And it was on this date in 1305, William Wallace was executed for treason in London, the Scottish national hero, who, when King Edward I of England declared himself the ruler of Scotland, Wallace assembled an army of commoners and landowners, outfought the English army, captured Stirling Castle, then led an ill-advised attack on the English at the Battle of Falkirk. Wallace went into exile in France, dropped out of sight, finally was arrested by the English in Glasgow in 1305, taken to London to stand trial. He argued that because he had never sworn allegiance to Edward, therefore he could not have committed treason against him, but he was convicted nonetheless, and he was dragged behind a horse to the execution site, hanged until nearly dead, cut down and disemboweled. William Wallace, 1305. Here's a poem for today by Jane Kenyon, In Several Colors. Every morning, cup of coffee in hand, I look out at the mountain. Ordinarily it's blue, but today it's the color of an eggplant. And the sky turns from gray to pale apricot as the sun rolls up Main Street in Andover. I study the cat's face and find a trace of white around each eye as if he made himself up today for a part in the opera. In Several Colors, a poem by Jane Kenyon, from her collected poems, published by Grey Wolf Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.